Thank you, Brian. King's my name. I appreciate Curtis's response or remarks about earmarks because, as Senator Stevenson said, I have been very outspoken about earmarks. I'm against them, except when I'm for them. And we chuckle when we say that, but the reality is that it's a hard thing up at the legislature when we're talking about budgets to sometimes resist saying, here is a really worthy ideal here. Here's a worthy program, a worthy agency, a worthy idea within the agency's bringing forth that needs funding. And we're very, very tempted. It's hard to resist the temptation when you really believe in something strongly to not work hard within the appropriations process to earmark funds for that particular thing. We see it over and over and over again. And the reason that I appreciate Curtis's remarks is that he pulls back a little bit, gives us a little bit more of a distant perspective, a more objective and a positive perspective, I think, in saying we've got to be careful about how we let this go on, because the effect of this process of earmarking is, you all know, it's unmistakable, and it's very clear in the sense that it ties the hands of future legislatures. We had 2-3 years ago, we went into special session and earmarked funds out of the growth of future sales tax for transportation. Well, everybody admits that we need transportation funds, right? We do. And yet, what we did back then, that was a bill that I voted against, largely because I felt it would be better to leave it to the hands of each particular legislature to the greatest degree possible when they meet to determine how to use funds for the needs that they are faced with in that session. I can't self-evident. The people sitting in this room can't predict the needs of the 2024 legislature as accurately, as well, as precisely, as being in the best interest of Utahns today as the 2024 legislature can. Now, there are some things we would acknowledge, have to acknowledge, that the 2017 legislature will need to do in that session, if they're wise and smart, to plan for the future growth, because by the time the 2024 legislature sits, it may have been too late for them to deal with a pressing issue that has taken years to build up. But the undoubted effect on the whole that earmarks have of being sclerotic. When you talk about sclerosis, you talk about a process of hardening. You talk about a process of losing flexibility, losing the ability to adapt to the needs of the moment. Earmarks have a tendency to do that to us in the budgeting process at the legislature. And on the whole, my feeling is that we should avoid earmarking. There's another angle to earmarking that's a problem from my perspective, and that is, we see this. I sit on the Revenue and Taxation Committee in the House during standing committee, and one of the things that we see routinely are individuals, legislators coming in with their own efforts to earmark certain funds for certain things or to carve out a certain tax credit for a certain individual or entity, a variation on an earmark. That's a problem. And we have that temptation arise as legislators, too. We have constituents come to us. Sometimes it's individuals. Sometimes it's corporations. Sometimes it's other groups saying, we believe so strongly that what we're doing creates value for Utahns that we're asking you to create, carve out some special tax credit or special exemption or special treatment for us. Should we do that as a legislature? It's a case-by-case determination. We can, and we certainly have at times in the past. And we need to do a better job, I think, of reminding each other. The great majority of the time when we hear these come before us, it's not our constituent that wants has the need, is it? It's somebody else's. We need to be disciplined in dealing with each other as legislators and saying, maybe next year a constituent that I feel great pressure to do something on their behalf for and come before this committee and ask for some special treatment, not because I'm corrupt, not because I've taken money from them, but because I honestly believe, based on what the constituent tells me, that it may be the best thing for the state of Utah. I need my colleagues to help provide discipline in terms of leaving money and leaving the diversion, the treatment of how money will be allocated and appropriated as free as possible for future legislatures. That's important for us in Utah. I think that's a matter of good public policy. It's something that this organization that's sponsoring this event, the Utah Taxpayers Association, has stood for years, which is we want to tax to the lowest extent possible to free up and leave free for individuals, for corporations, for businesses to spend in the way they see fit, dealing with the needs that they have most immediately, leave them with the greatest amount of money possible. I think that's a worthy ideal. I think it has to be balanced against what's in the interest of Utahns as a whole, but I think the ideal is worthy. So thank you for this opportunity.